Good afternoon with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. The Pebble Limited Partnership has submitted a mitigation plan to the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, the final piece of its application to dig an open-pit gold mine upstream from Bristol Bay. The plan hasn't been released to the public, but as Alaska Public Media's Liz Ruskin reports, the state worked with Pebble to create it.
To offset the damage the mine would cause to streams and wetlands, the Army Corps is requiring Pebble to improve or protect other land nearby, which is mostly state property. But it's Pebble's responsibility to come up with its own mitigation plan. At least that's what DNR said in a press release in September, after Pebble executives were caught on tape boasting of how helpful DNR and the governor were for the project. The state press release said DNR only met with Pebble to answer questions about state land use law and regulatory process. But documents obtained through a public records request show DNR officials were already quite involved in helping Pebble with its mitigation plan. One of the groups fighting the mine, Salmon State, filed the document request. Department of Natural Resources spokesman Dan Sadler says the department is neutral and wasn't working with Pebble to create a mitigation plan that would suit the Army Corps. All the department did, Sadler says, was help Pebble understand the landscape, legal and physical. In Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.
Alaska's largest barge operator is raising prices at the end of January. Coast Alaska reports that economists say it could lead to higher prices for groceries and other local consumer goods next year. The Alaska Marine Lines, a subsidiary of global shipping giant Linden, posted a notice to customers Tuesday saying prices would increase 5%. I'm Dan Bross.